Well, I have experienced homelessness in the past a couple times, and although maybe not the traditional sense of homelessness, and I think that's important for people to know because homelessness isn't just about people that are standing on street corners, you know, asking for money. There are other types of homeless people. Addiction ultimately brought me to homelessness, so I kind of know what it's like. I recently also got lost downtown Cincinnati, and just for a brief moment thought back to those dark days, what it was like, and it was freezing. And I thought I want to do something to make a difference.
Given your experience with homelessness, tell me how that affects the way you think about people and the way you treat people.
Unfortunately, like a lot of people probably, when they think of a homeless person, they picture someone standing on the corner or sleeping on the park bench, you know, standing begging for change or whatever. And I did too. I thought the same way. Unfortunately, I hate to say it, until I experienced it and I went through the struggles that I went through in my life. I now look at all people the same, from all walks of life, including the homeless.
What would have happened to you if there was no one there to help you out when you fell on hard times?
You know, I was very, very blessed and have been throughout my life to have family and friends to help me, even in my darkest days. And that was a huge blessing. There are people out there, though, that don't have that luxury, that don't have the family and the friends, or maybe they've lost touch with them, or for whatever reason have now found themselves homeless. And I think it's important to stress that a lot of us, whether we realize it or not, are just one or two bad events away from being homeless ourselves.
You are raising money for the Greater Cincinnati Homeless Coalition. What do you hope they'll do with the money?
You know, I have been down to the Greater Cincinnati Homeless Coalition on multiple occasions, and the people down there are absolutely amazing. I've seen the work that they do, the selfless work that they do, a lot of times completely for free and off the clock. Mm-hmm. And I know that the money is going to all go to the betterment of, you know, resolving the homelessness situation in Cincinnati.
And people don't have to donate money. There are other things that are just as useful.
That's correct. You could donate blankets, backpacks, gloves, hats, clothing, things like that. Sleeping bags, that's another great one. So, I mean, and those are temporary solutions, but they're also things that are needed. And, you know, ultimately, the goal is, you know, work on affordable housing and jobs. But for a temporary solution, yeah, things like that are great.
You bring up a great point. A little comfort goes a long way. Where will you be leaving and where will you be heading to on March 1st?
On March 1st, it's Saturday at 6 a.m., I will be leaving from the Dollar General in Madisonville, Ohio, that parking lot, and walking to my, and that's where I currently live, and walking to my hometown, my childhood hometown of Williamsburg, Ohio, and I'll end my walk at the Williamsburg Community Park.
And you're hoping to see a lot of people along the way, I think.
I hope I do, but to be quite honest, Matt, this is something that I wanted to do. It's an effort. It's something, you know, that I'm kind of doing just to give back. If I do, if it raises $1 or $1 million, regardless, you know, I'm going to do the walk. I would like to mention we've already raised $700 and I haven't taken a step. So that's a good start.
You can find out how to get in touch with Dan Powell through the Greater Cincinnati Homeless Coalition on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Dan, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you, Matt.